You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
I'm so in love with you.
You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome. I'm your host, Jackson Klein.
'Cause you make me feel...
The Tonys are quickly approaching, and we could not be more excited to continue our celebration of the 2019 to 2020 Broadway season and the dazzling ensembles bringing each musical to life. Today, we're looking back at Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Tina opened on Broadway on November 7th, 2019, after a spring 2018 world premiere on London's West End. Not only does this bio musical feature high-octane performances of Turner's greatest hits, but it dives deep into her life offstage, thanks in large part to the talented ensemblists populating Tina's world. Ensemblist co-creator Mo Brady caught a performance of Tina back in November. Here's what he thought of the show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you've heard anything about the new Broadway show, Tina, the Tina Turner musical, it's probably praise for the astonishing performance of Adrienne Warren in the title role. Reprising her take on music icon Tina Turner, Warren imbues the role with seemingly endless energy that shakes the Lunt-Fontanne to its foundation. However, working alongside and opposite Warren are many of Broadway's finest ensemble members in key roles in Turner's life. Working opposite Warren means her stage partners must bring the same energy and clarity of purpose to the stage. Nick Rashad Burrows plays a series of what I can only refer to as Nick Rashad Burrows roles. Ensemble standout features that combine virtuistic comic timing with impeccable vocals. Mars Rucker combines seasoned assuredness and youthful excitement in their standout feature as Tina's sister, Eileen. As the Iquettes, Holly Conway, Kayla Davion, Destiny Ray, and Rucker each draw audiences to them, pairing fast moves with just a hint of knowing flirtation. Many of the show's ensemble are heavily featured vocally along Turner's journey. Gerard Caesar's silky vocals are an Act 1 highlight in his two-hander version of Let's Stay Together. A longtime company member of the Book of Mormon, Charlie Franklin's pristine vocals soar in his duet with Turner in Tonight. And Jessica Rush, performing in her third Broadway musical in less than 1 year, is a standout as Tina's longtime manager Rhonda, performing a stirring rendition of Open Arms. Stepping out of ensemble roles for the first time on Broadway, Daniel J. Watts is a revelation as Ike Turner. While Watts is a seasoned veteran of 8 previous Broadway shows, Tina is his first chance to take on a principal role on the main stem. Watts endows Ike with such truthfulness and spontaneity, his performance feels like a true living and breathing interpretation of a man torn between his desire for success and his own self-doubt. Opening on the heels of many bio musicals featuring female music icons such as The Cher Show, Summer, the Donna Summer musical, On Your Feet, and Beautiful, the Carole King musical, Tina steps above the pack by giving us more than just a musicalization of the star's Wikipedia page. By digging deeper into some of the most challenging points in Turner's journey, Warren and her castmates deliver a satisfying and entertaining night at the theater.
Tina Turner's story pops on stage largely due to the clearly drawn supporting characters portrayed by the show's ensemble. One of these characters is Rhonda Graham, Tina's longtime manager and friend, played by Broadway veteran Jessica Rush. Jessica spoke to our team last winter about bringing Rhonda to life on the main stem. Here are some highlights from our conversation.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. Come to me when you're down, I'll give you friendly advice.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
September of 2018, so a year ago this past September, my best friend was doing Aladdin in the West End, Michael James Scott, and I went to go see him. And Tina was running. Adrian was doing it. And I took myself to go. And I was sitting in the house watching, and when Francesca Jackson, who plays Rhonda in the West End Company, when she started singing Open Arms, I had this overwhelming sense, and I actually vocalized it to myself. I sort of whispered, I was like, that's my track. That's my track. Now, the irony here is at the time I was doing Summer, the Donna Summer musical.
Right.
And I was playing Joyce Bogart, who was also a manager of Donna Summer. So here I am watching one manager playing another. Michael always says that when we went to the bar that night, when I met him, he's like, you walked in the door and the first thing you said was, I just saw my next gig. And funny story, they wouldn't see me for this show for months. Months. I guess there were some preconceived notions, or perhaps they were thinking they wanted to go a different direction. But I would ask my agent, you know, you have to get me in. I'm telling you, this is my job.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. And finally, in January, I was seen for it. And rest is history. I got the offer. And I was like, I told you. I told you it was my gig. I sort of had a very visceral feeling with regards to who she was. I had seen the show, like you said, and so I saw that there was a bond between the two of them, and there was a warmth there. I have to say, like, I trusted who I am as a person and what I've been told I bring to the table. And I think that I sort of just went with it. I love the song, you know, Open Arms. It's a song, I love singing it because it sits so nicely in my voice, to be honest. You know, it's not hard. I'm not trying to belt an E or an F or anything. You know, it's just a really lovely song. And I think that what was interesting was when I auditioned, I auditioned and I sang the song. And then the music director, Nick Skillbeck, said to me, he's like, can you do it again? He's like, and can you sing Around Yourself? And I was like, around that? He was like, yes, Around Yourself. He's like, do you know what I mean? I was like, I'm sorry, I actually don't.
No, I have like, no idea what you mean.
I'm so sorry. I said, I don't though. And he's like, well, don't sing at her, sing around yourself. And so that made a little more sense. But with that song, you're conveying so much the love that you're trying to convey to Tina and to help her know that she is not alone, because that is something she feels alone so often in our show, in our play. At the beginning, when her mother and father walk out on her and she's left with her grandmother. You know, her mother doesn't want her. She leaves and takes her sister. And so little Anna Mae Bullock is alone quite often in her life. you know, it's tricky when business relationships become friendships, become family. And if there is a moment when it breaks or when someone needs to take the next step. You know, I think that was something with Rhonda being able to see that Tina needs to go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I've taken her as far as I can take her. And in this new phase of life, she needs to go elsewhere. And so I think that that's what she's trying to convey to her in the song. And I just sort of trusted the material that was there. Deciding what matters when I approach the role and what I wanted to take with me. For instance, I learned that, so Ronnie and Craig are Tina's sons, and then she had stepsons. And at one point, they were all living together with Rhonda. But this was when they were with the Iquettes, and they were traveling, and the boys had their girlfriends. And I say boys, they were children. So you know how little boys will have like a crush or something.
Yeah.
So there were four boys, and then there were the three Iquettes and Rhonda. And Rhonda's boyfriend was Ronnie. Ronnie loved Rhonda. And so, for instance, in the open arms scene, Jardin Deshaun Milton, who plays Ronnie, he comes over to get the bag from me as we're getting ready to send her off, you know, to England. And he and I have like this tiny little moment where he's like, thank you, Miss Rhonda. And it's just a really sweet moment that, you know, people can think of it as just a normal moment. But for me underneath, I know that, you know, he was my special one. He was my special boy. So that's a nice little human moment that we've been able to put inside.
When Tina, the Tina Turner musical, becomes part of the musical theater canon and high schools and middle schools are doing Tina Jr. and someone out there is playing Rhonda Graham, what's one thing you think they should know?
Well, first off, what the listeners should know is that you just made me cry saying that because I imagined it, because it's like, it's dream come true to get to originate something. And I would want them to know Rhonda is a warm, kind, fiercely protective, strong woman and friend. And I think that that is what's very important to know, because it's, women friends are special. And it's so often talked about that women backstab each other and are awful towards one another. And I think to see this friendship that has lasted this long and has endured, and one that is really a sister, is what's most important. I think that if you use that to sort of infuse your take on Rhonda and your performance, just remember that she's family.
Another ensemblist bringing Tina's tribe to life is Mars Rucker. Mars is heavily featured throughout the show as Tina's sister, Aileen, as well as one of the Iquettes. Between getting cast in the Broadway production and the start of rehearsals, Mars came out as non-binary. In a blog feature last November, read now by Anna Altide and Mars, they spoke with us about why it was important to open up to Tina's creative team and work with them to create a safe and respectful workplace.
From every introduction in theater starting with ladies and gentlemen, to most bathrooms being gendered for men and women, attending the theater has typically reaffirmed the gender binary. That system is also typically affirmed on the other side of the proscenium, where onstage roles and offstage dressing rooms usually align as either for men or women. One of the trailblazers in challenging these norms is Mars Rucker of Tina, the Tina Turner musical. In Tina, Rucker is heavily featured in the show's omnipresent ensemble. Playing Tina's sister Aileen, Rucker is a guiding but light-hearted female presence in young Tina's development, particularly in light of their mother's emotional and physical absence. Rucker also plays one of Tina's four Iquettes, swiftly matching Turner's signature speed and specificity in songs such as I Want to Take You Higher and Proud Mary. Rucker came out as non-binary in early 2019. While they had already been cast in the production, rehearsals for the Broadway mounting had not yet begun. In their process, Rucker was concerned coming out to the creative team would result in their losing the offer to be in the production. However, it was important for them to open up about their transition to the Tina team
I knew the joy of being my true self would be greater than the guilt, pain, wondering, and feelings of insufficiency I would have felt had I betrayed my heart and kept these feelings internal. I didn't expect them to keep me. The battle of me potentially making them uncomfortable in the workspace, calling people out on pronouns, and explaining my needs might be too much for them. I had to trust, however, that I am not too much, but more than enough, and my identity is not an inconvenience.
Throughout the creation process, Rucker and their Tina collaborators worked to build a safe and respectful space.
Before the production started, I received a phone call from our stage manager asking what I needed to make the process most comfortable for me. When I stepped into the rehearsal room for the first time, the director and the choreographer expressed to me that they were willing to learn and willing to have me call them out when they messed up or said something that made me uncomfortable.
One of the additional challenges Rucker faces is assuming the role of teaching others about non-binary identity.
Many people that I have encountered and continue to encounter meet their first non-binary person through me. With this comes exposure, which is a step in the right direction, but there also comes this expectation to be a teacher.
One of the most effective ways to diffuse that teaching responsibility has been to keep an open line of communication about the gender spectrum. By graciously but strongly challenging theater's many gendered norms, the Tina team has found ways to create affecting theater while affirming collaborators on the gender spectrum.
It's been a hard, long process, but there has been exponential growth.
Special thanks to Jessica Rush and Mars Rucker for allowing us to share their stories this week. The Ensemblist was produced today by Mo Brady and me, Jackson Klein. There are two great ways you can be helping the Ensemblist right now. One is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. The second is by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/theensemblist. Please follow The Ensemblist wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that's on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or at bpn.fm, the home of Broadway Podcast Network. You can also follow us on Instagram. Stay safe, and thank you for listening. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.